Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone doing? This is your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, better known as the Spiritual Harmonizer. And you say, Yvette, what is that? What does that mean? What are you talking about? Well, what that means is I help you become one with your soul. And I help you become one with your soul through the spirit. And I use what I call and what I've developed is the seven keys to spiritual harmony. And each key has a different emphasis and a different way of helping, assisting, and guiding you to that founding principle of the soul, where the soul connects with God on a deeper level and in a level where you can enhance yourself, live in God's glory, and be a blessing, of course, to someone else, and most definitely to yourself. And so that's what I do. That's what I do. And I do it through the seven keys to spiritual harmony. Also, I'm the founder of the Spiritual Harmony Network. In that network, we have the Power of Seven Prayer Call. We also have Mothers of Harmony, and of course we have the Blog Talk Radio Show, where we just discuss and explore different topics to help you enhance your spirituality, to recognize who you are as a spirit, as the person that God has called you to be. So that's who I am, that's what I do, and I do it because there are souls out there that want to be healed. There are souls out there that want God's divinity and his love and his guidance in every step of the way. And so I like to make sure that the transition of being lost and the moments of being lost are lessened, if not eliminated altogether, on a divine level. So That's what I seek to do, and that's how I seek to do it. And my goal and my prayer is that everyone can be served. I don't seek, as I used to save everyone. My thing, I used to always want to, anyone that knows me knows I wanted to save the world. And I've changed that. And I currently, and I think I will forever want to serve the world. That's my goal. That's my dream, and that's my true mission, is to serve the world in the best way possible. And I really pray that we all, as spiritual beings, can seek to serve, and to serve in a way that brings harmony, that brings love, that brings joy, that brings peace, and, of course, kindness wherever we go. Because what I know, I like it best when Oprah says, is what I know for sure is that love can overcome anything. Harmony can bring together the most turbulent experiences, and harmony can bring about an experience in your life where you're divinely guided and you're divinely inspired, and where God meets you on a level that only the spirit of God can meet you. And I know for sure that is where God wants us to be. That's where he wants us to dwell. And that's what truly matters to him. And that's the best place to be, is doing and being where it matters to God the most. And that's where you truly know who you are. You truly know who God is and what he has for you and what he has for your life. So that's where I am. That's where I dwell. And that's where I pray and I affirm that every soul, every being one day will want to be in that same place, in that same position, for that same, for that same right moment. So join me on the journey. Join me as I continuously go into the vortex of learning and being and doing who God has called me to be. So it's a great place to be. But I just want to hop in today's topic. It's how can harmony end your struggle? And there's been a lot of talk lately about struggle. And I know that we as people, we have so many different experiences and so many different situations in life. And they can create a stress and they can create a struggle. And I contend, and I have seen, I have been witness to firsthand what harmony can do, how harmony can truly end the cycle of the struggle, and it can alleviate, it can truly alleviate a lot of what we as people, as spirits encounter as we navigate through this world and through life, and just going from moment to moment, day to day, opportunity to opportunity. And what I found is that the struggle, you know, like they say, the saying goes, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. And I know in my life I've downplayed the struggle in a lot of instances, and I've overlooked the struggle, and I've overlooked the effects that the struggle may be having. But what I'm learning is to embrace the struggle so that the struggle doesn't embrace me. And what I embrace, and I am truly authentic about what is going on and what's being encountered, I don't have to struggle against it so much as such a struggle and a tug of war. And just as an example, recently, even within my own life, there have been some major struggles for me. And what I'm learning within my struggles, and I just want to pass this one system on to you all, to the listeners out there, of what helped me through my struggle. And because I was truly having a real struggle in a particular moment. And it was awesome because of the fact that I learned what I call pulling the trigger. And you're like, what are you talking about? You know, what do you mean by pulling the trigger? Well, let me tell you what I mean by pulling the trigger. I believe it was Deepak that I was listening to him one time, and I believe he said it best, that when you're in alignment with your spirit, at any moment, at any given moment, you can have right action at the right time. And I'm paraphrasing. Of course, he said it probably a lot differently than I did. But the whole premise is that any moment you can have the right action at the right time, and that because when you're in the moment and when you're in divine alignment with the power of God, that at any moment, that in any instance, where a decision has to be made, that you can make the right decision right then and there, and that you don't have to delay it, and you don't have to deny the right action, that it could be done and it could be seen in any given moment when you know who you are and you know what the power of God does for you, and how the power of God heals you and it transforms you, that you're able to make the right call and take the right action. And for me, I must say that has been a phenomenal experience, because just recently I had to make a decision, and literally it was a decision I made because it was good for me and it needed to be done, and it needed to be done without any hesitation. It needs to be done in a quick fashion so that I could be happy, that I could be content with what needed to be done. And so I made a decision, unlike most decisions I make, where I take a long time and I ponder and I go back and forth, and I sway back and forth on several occasions, and I go in circles. And my spiritual mother said it best. I do a lot of spiritual cartwheels and mental cartwheels that don't have to be done. And so at that moment, in that instance, I stopped doing the cartwheels. First of all, I stopped doing the mental, emotional cartwheels. And then what I did was what made me happy. And that is so powerful that at that moment when I stopped doing the cartwheels, when I did what made me happy, and when I was confident in what God had already prepared me for and instilled in me, oh my God, people, 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 that made the struggle end right there in that moment. And it became the right action at the right time for the right reason. And it was an amazing feeling. It was so, I would say, it embodied everything that I had longed to do and everything I longed to be. And it was truly a release for me. It was transforming. It was basically an outer body experience. It was rejuvenating, and it was the word I can find right here is orgasmic, where it took me to a whole new level. It took me to a whole new concept of what God wanted for me, who He was calling me to be, and what He wanted me to do for His glory. And that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience, just to know that God was calling me, and what I was doing at that moment, and what I can do in every moment is experience His glory on a deeper level, so that the struggle does not have to be continued, so that the struggle does not have to overwhelm me and overtake me and overshadow everything that He wants from me and for me and from my life. And so that moment of transcendence changed my life and penetrated my life and my thoughts in a way that never had been done before. And with that, it made me a better spiritual person, and it made me realize that everything I do and everything I'm becoming and the journey itself is for the glory of God. The journey is for God to be pleased with me and for me to understand who He is, where He is, and what He does. So that's just a couple of strategies I use to get through the struggle. And honestly, that was basically me using one of the keys to spiritual harmony, which was alignment, getting in true, pure, total alignment for the glory of God and realizing what it was that He wanted for me. And that brings me to another aspect of one major principle that I found in relieving. And I'm going to read it because right now I'm doing the 21-day meditation with Deepak Chopra and Oprah. And honestly, I recommend anyone, everyone doing these meditations because it will help you get your spirit and your mind to a whole different level, a whole different aspect of God that I have found has transformed my life. And how I interact with myself, how I interact with my children, how I interact with anyone and everyone I come in contact with, it's transforming, and I love it. And today's topic was transforming heavy into light. I'm going to read one of the excerpts from the synopsis of what they do every morning in preparation for the meditation. It says, the heaviness of our burdens comes from our attachment to past pain and trauma, as well as anxiety and fear of the future. And I think that to me was powerful because a lot of times the struggle is so real because we're attached to it, because we allow our spirits become attached to, ingrained, and basically manipulated by something that does not need to be, something that's not of us. And what I like best is when Deepak was speaking during the meditation time, he asked a few questions. What is it that makes you sad? What is it that makes you feel bad about yourself? What is it that you don't like? Who is that person that makes you feel bad about yourself? Who is that person that makes you feel uncomfortable? And a lot of times we keep attaching ourselves, our spirit, to those people, to those things that make us feel bad. And it was awesome because I examined myself. And I said, you know, what is always making you feel bad? Who is always making you feel bad? Who is making you feel bad about yourself? And then, of course, I like solutions. Like, well, what can you do for yourself about this? And I think part of finding the harmony and getting rid of the struggle while you're finding the harmony is realizing and recognizing who those people are, what those issues are, and how to get rid of them on a constant basis. And it's not anything that's public. It's totally private. So you're not hurting anyone. You're not causing pain because they have caused pain to you. You do not transfer the pain body so that, well, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. That's what the pain body will do. But we know that we as spiritual beings, on every aspect and every aspect of our lives, seek to eliminate the pain body. And that's a concept that I learned from Eckhart Tolle, was the pain body. And that's a lot of attachment. That's the struggle. That's the anxiety. That's the trauma, because the trauma, the pain body is what creates the struggle and what creates us maintaining and living in that struggle. Honestly, God does not desire anyone to live in that struggle, to live in that pain, to be consumed with that entity, because God desires for us all to be harmony and to be harmonized and just to live in the stillness, of the harmony. And so that's important, that we detach ourselves from the struggle, detach ourselves from the pain. And it comes with effortless ease. You don't have to make it. You don't have to create it. It just comes. It just is. And I really, I found myself becoming more attuned to nature. Nature in and of itself is the perfect, the prime example of what it truly means to rejuvenate and regenerate ourselves, and just to be in that moment, to be in that moment of detachment, because the sun just shines. It doesn't make an effort to say, I'm going to shine right now. I'm going to shine right now. The sun just shines. The moon just knows when it's opportunity to be in the sky. It's my opportunity. The trees just become. They don't have to have it where they're struggling to become. That's just what nature does. Even when you look at the rivers and the waters, they just flow. I've never heard of it where the waters have to think and contemplate and wrestle and struggle with how to flow. They just do it, and they do it with such ease. And that's awesome. And I think another major key an important key is awareness and mindfulness, and the awareness of the moment. And the more my spirit takes hold of me, the more I become in the space of God, the more I create what God has called me to be, the more aware I am, the more mindful I become of every moment, and that every moment is joined together, that is not compartmentalized. And I had an example of when I was in an environment, and the environment wanted me to basically reshape and remold to fit what the environment was. And I was actually going to compartmentalize myself to fit and adjust to that particular environment. But what I realized, being the spiritual harmonizer, that my life is a continual vibration. It is a continual flow. And nothing can be compartmentalized because it all flows together. And so what I realized is that in that moment of awareness and mindfulness, I have to realize to continuously be in the moment, continuously live in the stillness of harmony, recognizing the position that God has placed me in, recognizing who I am as the being, the child, and the creator of God and the creation of God, recognizing what he's creating with me, through me, for me, and because of me. And so at that moment, I realized that I have to maintain my awareness and mindfulness of when certain spirits are trying to adjust, manipulate, and transcend my being into their being, and so that I don't take on who they are, because it's not of me, it's not of God, and it's not for the glory of God. And so that mindful awareness keeps you in the moment of stillness. And I like it best. I was watching Super Soul Sunday, and I love Oprah Super Soul Sunday because it just helps to bring a different aspect of spirituality into your being. And the man that was on there, I forget his name. I know his first name was John. And he was talking about when you're in the kitchen, be in the kitchen. When you're cooking, just cook. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, in that moment, stay in that moment. Stay in that vibration. Stay in that reason. And I want to just say this while we're here. It is important for our children to know and understand mindfulness. It's important for our children to see us being in that frame of mind, for them to know what frame of reference we're in, so that they can have our full and total awareness. And that is a major key, and that is so, so important, because if we're not mindful, if we're not aware of who we are, who we're becoming, then we miss so many important aspects. And for me, I'm learning awareness, a deeper awareness is in every moment. And I'm learning to have my life become a constant prayer, having my life become a constant meditation, so that everything I do is for the glory of God. And I know for me, one of my meditations to help me stay in awareness is crocheting. And it has been one of those things for me for, I would say, the past, maybe 20 years, is being in that moment of making something, creating something, and keeping my mind attuned and focused on what God has for me. And it has become my constant meditation and my constant prayer, which feeds my spirit and which feeds my soul. And so what I found is that in alleviating the struggle is to become aware, is to become mindful, is to become centered, and become the energy that I want to be, and just being the energy that God uses and maintains. And so The struggle is real, but the struggle can be alleviated, and the struggle can be transformed into something that is beautiful, that is used actually for our good, and it doesn't have to continue to overwhelm and overshadow who we are. And I like it best said by Deepak. It says, "My struggle has ended. I am in harmony with myself." And that is a major key, is to be in harmony with yourself, because harmony with itself creates harmony with the world. And when you find a harmony that's within you, you don't have to struggle. That you can proclaim, you can declare, you can decree that the struggle is over, that every vibration, every note in my life is now harmonized, And I do it, first of all, from within and not without. And that everything I am and everything I do is a beautiful sounding melody where everything comes together, that God has composed every aspect of my life. And it comes together to bring pure harmony, pure joy, pure essence of who he has called me to be. And so when you harmonize yourself, and it helps you to alleviate, detach from those things that don't bring you glory, that don't bring God glory, that keep you bounded, that keep you wrapped up and constrained. And so today I just ask that you proclaim that the struggle is over, that you find the harmony that is right for you. And a lot of times in finding the harmony, there'll be a natural detachment, spirit, things that don't serve in the way they used to serve. It'll become natural. It'll become effortless. You don't have to make it. You don't have to create it. There's moments in our life where we can find and we can be and we can do just naturally, just effortless ease. So Deepak has it where he talks about the 7 spiritual laws to success. And one of the laws he talks about is doing it effortlessly, that you don't have to make and create and try to manipulate anything, that everything can be done with less effort, the law of least effort, where you don't try to put so much on it, so much pressure on it, that you are smothering whatever you're trying to do. And so today I just encourage everyone out there, whatever time you're listening, whenever you're listening to this, is just try to find those moments where you're doing everything from the law of least effort, where you're doing everything from pure harmony, and that if it is not serving the purpose and the glory of God, just to release it, to allow yourself to flow, to allow the flow of the Spirit to overcome you, to allow the struggle to be less, to lessen the struggle and find the harmony in it, finding the purpose and the glory of God, so that the struggle does not have to overwhelm us and overtake us. And like I said, a lot of times it's pulling that trigger, making that decision at the right moment, at the right time, and pulling that trigger fast, not sitting around, not letting it linger, not allowing certain things to overtake you, to overcome you, to overwhelm you, just to allow something just to be alleviated and just releasing it, letting it go, not holding on to it, because the holding on to it is what will manifest itself into a greater struggle. And so you don't live out of fear, anxiety, or failure. You don't live in the past, pains, or traumas. You don't live in the future, hopes, dreams, and wishes. But what you do is you take this moment to live, to dwell, to be in this very moment for this very reason, knowing that there's a power and there's a presence in this moment and in this moment alone. And that's where you just maintain. That's where you maintain your focus and you maintain your love. So I want to say, people, that the struggle is real, but to alleviate each struggle naturally and let it allow yourself to be detached from those things, spirits, and people that don't serve you, that don't serve the glory of God, pull the trigger fast. Pull the trigger fast. But I love you all, and I say have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. And this is your vet, Harmony Vet, saying always become one with your soul. Be blessed. Love, peace, and harmony to everyone.